You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. What's going on?
Missing in Ireland, missing in Ireland, missing in Ireland. You little looking for life, looking for life, looking for life. You little.
Yeah, we need some more.
Lakers for life, see, baby. What? Let's go.
She says Lakers for life. Yes. She's not panicking.
Well, we don't know.
Like you three people.
I'm not panicking. I'm just saying. Last night was a friggin' disaster. You got to tell the truth.
Well, I'm not denying that it was a disaster, but it's only one game.
Yeah, but it's 9 of 12, isn't it?
No, but I'm telling you, if they...
It's 3 in a row and 9 of 12.
Yeah, if they do that for the rest of January, we got a problem.
What
Let's
about
see
if they,
how they respond.
What about if they lose the next two?
They're not losing tomorrow.
So you think they beat Memphis tomorrow?
I do.
And lose to the Clippers on Sunday?
I don't know. The Clippers... They beat them. They've met once earlier this season, but the Clippers didn't have Harden.
Right.
And the Clippers are the hottest team in the West. So the Clippers will be favored in that game. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they definitely will be.
When's the next time the Lakers will be favored?
Tomorrow.
Even at home. You think they'll be favored against Memphis?
Yeah. I think they're
Look it
I
up.
Think they're
it's
probably
a, it's out right now.
I think they're probably
Greg, you know I'm good at this game.
I have it.
Okay. I'm gonna say Lakers by 4.
It's Lakers by 5.5.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
They really should not be.
Memphis is 9-23.
Well, that because they didn't have a job.
They didn't have
right.
job.
But they
now
even
he's back.
Even with Ja lately, they've been losing. So yeah, I think the Lakers are going to win tomorrow.
I hope so. They need it.
All right, so let me get into the Shaquille O'Neal story.
Stench of last night.
Let me let you guys behind the curtain a little bit here. So Mason and I both do a lot of advertising reads.
Yes.
And in
we
the
have
case
a lot of partners.
In the case of Mason and I, mm-hmm. this isn't the case with everybody.
Yeah.
But most of the reads, I would say 95% of the reads that you and I do are people we actually use.
Yes.
I'll give you a couple of examples. Every TV I own is from Mir Audio Video in Westwood.
Me too.
I go to Terranea every year. You went this
I went
year.
This last year, yeah.
I eat a lot of BBGO.
Yeah.
Okay. You have known John Patterson for 20 years.
Yeah. Jacob Imrani for
right.
a decade.
I mean, these are friends of ours.
People I know and trust. Yes.
Okay. So with us, with Mason and I, there's always a personal connection when we do ads.
Yes.
So I was listening to the big podcast with Shaq this week.
Yep.
And he was talking about how he started doing ads for the General, which is an insurance company. And I knew the first part of this story, which is that when Shaq was on the Lakers and after that, these guys would bet on everything. They would bet on whose suitcase would come off the conveyor belt first.
Okay.
Do you have an odd-numbered or even-numbered hotel room? Whose room is closer
wow.
to the elevator? They would bet on anything. Like, they wanted action. So Shaq started betting these guys. You ever seen? I've only seen it a couple of times, but I know how it works.
Yeah.
You ever seen the TV show Maury? With
yeah.
Maury Povich.
I don't know if it's still on. Is Maury still doing that
Oh,
stuff?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he retired.
I thought he retired.
Oh,
but anyway.
I think he's still on. But anyway.
We all know the
big,
you're not the father.
Yeah, the big thing is what Greg just said. The big thing that they do on that show more than anything else is they bring on a man and a woman, and the woman insists that this guy got her pregnant and that he's the father of her child. And Maury then puts the guy through a paternity test.
Yes.
And they reveal. So Shaq would bet with his teammates whether or not.
That guy was the dad.
Is John Ireland the father?
Yes.
Shaq would say no. He'd find somebody to bet him. Steve Mason would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
The bet. So that's why they all watched Maury. But then something interesting happened while they were betting on the Maury show. Here's Shaq to tell the story.
Every morning at 10 a.m., we wake up with thousands of dollars and we watch the Maury Povich show.
and we make bets on who the father is. That was my
Andrew. You are not the father.
Every damn thing. So like we watch it, we let them talk, and then we pause, and then we pull that money. I bet you $1,000 not the father. So that was my thing. So the general was
look
a commercial.
Look at his ears. Look at his ears.
Yes. So every morning for years, and then that damn jingle used to come off. Well, great, Lorraine. So I always had it in my head. So when my guy, he came to the office one day, he said, hey, man, the General Insurance want to holler at you. I was like, the General Insurance? And then I said, Kenny, go to my thing and look at all the papers, and damn sure I had it in college. So when I wanted to meet with them, I wanted to tell them the story. Because I don't like just taking people's money if I don't have any affiliation.
There you go.
So yeah. That's like we are.
Sure.
We don't necessarily take everything we're offered.
No.
Because we need to feel at
least. I got to feel good about it. Yeah.
So, Shaq, that's he starts betting on Maury Povich, which is kind of absurd, but it's what they do. They bet on everything.
Sure.
He notices that
they're running general ads.
So, when his business manager calls him and goes, hey, the General called. Would you ever have any interest in doing spice? He goes, I love the General. I see his ads on Maury Povich all the time.
Right, right.
I'll tell you an interesting story. So, as you guys know, I hate lines.
Yes.
Lines, I won't wait. If I walk into a Starbucks and there's more than five people in line, I'm out.
Yes.
If I go through a drive-thru, if I'm going to In-N-Out and there's more than, or to Chick-fil-A.
By the way, there's always a long line.
Yeah, if there's more than 10 cars, I'm out. I'll actually count them.
Yeah.
So, this week, Tommy Lamb, our sales manager, said, hey, John, do you use Clear?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I said,
at the airport?
I am Clear's number one customer because it takes me out of line. He goes, okay, I'm going to pitch him. We're going to see if we can get you a... So I may one day get to...
Nice.
So I would do those from personal experience. Lisa, my wife, my son Jack, my mom, and I all are on my Clear account.
Can I just ask you this question?
Yeah.
We're TSA pre.
Right. I have that too.
So what's the difference between TSA pre and Clear?
TSA pre, you can... Those two things can work together. TSA pre, you don't have to go in the super long line,
right?
But, and it'll shorten the line a little bit. Clear is a completely separate line. So TSA pre, you got to go in with the gen pop.
Yeah.
But if you have TSA pre, you can go left when they all go right.
Yeah, yeah.
With Clear, you go outside of both lines, and you use your eyes.
Right, right.
You look into the window, and it says, John Ireland, you're Clear. And you go, a person from Clear takes you to the front of the line and says, go ahead, sir. Wow. And if there's a 2-hour wait, your wait is 5 minutes. It's the greatest invention. Greg, do you ever use Clear?
I have Clear.
Okay.
Why do you need TSA pre then if you have Clear?
You kind of need one or the other, right?
Well, no. So you have Clear. Do you need TSA pre?
Both those things are not available in every airport.
Sure. Okay.
So that's why.
So sometimes Clear is not available, right, and you use TSA pre.
Right. And vice versa.
Right. Right.
So
doesn't it creep you out that they've got your iris scans?
No. Matter of fact, you don't even have to bring your paperwork.
But the government has your iris scans.
Does it shorten the line? I mean,
that's all that matters.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what Shaq's talking about. He wants some affiliation with the product.
Right.
So good for him. He used to watch Maury Povich. He saw the General, and now he's doing ads for the General.
So you're talking about ads. Ads definitely work on me.
Right.
Like,
me too.
Like, they are very, very effective. For example, I was watching a couple of weeks before the holidays, and a company called Jackson Chains advertised.
So this guy I met last night, the Fifth Row Friday winner,
Brandon knows
everybody that works at Jackson Chains.
Oh, really? Because that's
all,
where I,
they're that's, all friends of
that's
his.
Where I got my chain.
Yeah.
But I saw the ad in the media. Now, today and this week, I don't know have you been watching the Get Up this week?
Yeah, some of it.
Okay, so there are ads on the Get Up, and I'm sure not just on Get Up, but on other shows too, where they ask, are you going to heaven?
I've seen these ads. What company is that for?
It's heavenornot.net.
Okay.
I actually did go to it. The question is, are you going to heaven? You can find out if you go to this website. It's a prayer.
Okay.
It's a prayer to not go to hell, I guess.
All right.
So it's a prayer to go to heaven, not to hell.
Dear God, don't send me to hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
So do you think you're going to heaven, by the way?
Hope so.
Yeah?
But I don't know.
Oh, I think you're going.
Michael thinks he's going. He's convinced he's going.
Oh, yeah. Michael's absolutely
My
convinced.
Mom claims to have a direct line to God with her prayer group.
Does she really?
Yeah. So if you ever have any issues, let me know. My mom will put it in the prayer group.
Good for her.
But the I, I would like to think I'm going, but I don't. I try not to assume.
I think you got to be an awful heinous person to not go. Don't you think?
I mean, I'm Jewish. We don't believe in heaven.
Oh, that's right.
So
I forgot.
We're not going.
So what happens if you're Jewish after you die?
Boom, you're dead.
Right,
so, no, is that
gone.
Really the...
Life. Gone.
Wait a minute. Here's, an update from Sonano.
Okay.
Clear has a separate line on for PreCheck, too. If you don't have PreCheck and have Clear, you get to the front of the regular line, but still have to take your shoes off, remove laptops, unlike PreCheck. But I, when I've used Clear, I just go right to the front. And most of the time, they don't make me take out my laptop and take off my shoes. Sometimes they do, but
yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends what your ticket says, I think.
All right. Are you going to heaven or not?
I hope so.
No.
You don't think
me.
You're going?
Oh, yeah, no. He's Jewish.
They don't believe
and
in it.
What do
really?
Jewish
is that
people
true?
Believe?
I
how,
yeah, we
should
don't
I
believe,
not
there's
know that?
Nothing, there is no heaven in Judaism.
It just ends?
Yeah.
I think period? They might, end of sentence?
They might believe in hell, but, you know.
Full stop? You're
yeah,
gone?
I think it's just... Brian, do they believe in hell? Do we believe in hell?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah.
Don't believe just, in heaven or hell.
No purgatory, no
so
nothing.
You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No rules.
We're not conscience living for on something
yeah.
later on.
It can't
on.
Be good for marriages.
I had no idea yeah. that was yeah. the case. All right, tell you what, coming up next, let me see. Here's what I was going to do. So, John, there is a conversation about who the best quarterback in the NFC is.
Okay.
Okay? And I've got two former pros who have agreed on who that is. I want to get your reaction
all
to
right.
it coming
I also,
up next.
I also think we should do the pickup lines at the party.
Okay, we'll do pickup lines from the party, too. Apparently, the answer is that people are still using pickup lines.
Yeah,
I don't know how effective they are.
I was going to say, I don't know how any of them would work, but
yeah.
Let's see.
They're entertaining. I'll do that coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You sent me a story, Ireland, that said this is going to be the year of the podcast.
Right, that a lot of people feel that so many people, and I'm on this list, are frustrated with the negativity on social media.
Yeah.
That they are taking the time they used to spend on social media and shifting to podcasts. So it could be a very good year for you or anyone else who has a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. By the way,
I agree with that. I think that people are sick of the negativity, particularly on Twitter. A lot on Instagram now.
Do you think Twitter's dying?
I do. I think it's down 71%.
Is it really
Elon
down 71%?
Yeah. And I'm not an Elon hater like a lot of people.
I mean,
I don't really have a strong opinion.
I don't either.
Either way, about
it. It seems
but
like
I, and I use Twitter for the show.
Yeah.
But it is insanely negative. Insane. Like I try not to spend a lot of time dwelling on negativity. And if you want to find negativity, go to social media.
Yeah,
because it's all over.
Anything time there's multiple people talking, there's going to be a massive amount of negativity.
Right, and in a podcast, you can pick and choose who you're listening to.
Yep,
right.
You can choose a point of view.
And you don't have to be in the chat room for it. You can just
and
listen.
Like, I'll use Culture Pop, Mason's podcast, as an example. Those are, I can't think of one. I've listened to over 100 of them, and I can't think of a negative one.
No, like, we don't do negative
if I'm going
stuff.
To invest an hour in something,
yeah.
I can go on Twitter and listen to people tell me what's wrong with the world.
Yeah.
Or I could listen to you interview like Matthew Good, an actor, or Sonano, or whoever you're talking to. And that's I think that's a better use of my time. And
I agree.
I think that's the point of that article.
I agree. And I believe that's why everybody should go to the Culture Pop podcast
Amen.
Channel on YouTube.
Who's up there now? Who's on there this week?
Me and Sue.
Just the two of you.
I was just looking at what we talked about.
Sometimes those are the best ones.
Talked about some movies. Talked about, her experience on Curb Your Enthusiasm, because she acted on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And by the way, she had a great part. Basically, I won't ruin it totally in case you want to go back and watch it, but Larry, Sue, who is not gay.
No. Not the same story.
No, no. Yeah, this
Do
is,
you know this story?
We haven't told the story in a long time. So Larry is trying to get in with the lesbian crowd, and what does he do?
Somehow he ticks off Rosie O'Donnell,
right? And like he's running around telling everybody he loves the lesbians, and Sue's like, Larry, you're full of it. Nobody believes you. And which is funny because Sue's not gay.
No, she's not a lesbian. So, but for a long time we did joke with her about it.
Yeah, it was funny.
By the way, it's the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I know,
can't wait.
I bet it'll be.
Do you think it'll be really the last season?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's really done?
He says it was like season 8 was supposed to be his last.
Yeah,
season.
I for some reason think that this is
it. Because
I
think like Larry rolls out of bed one day and says, you know, I think I'll do another season this.
Yeah. I'm pretty convinced this is it. All right, so what's your quarterback thing?
Oh, okay. So I'm a Rams fan, so I'm extremely biased. I'm not alone in thinking that Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback in the NFC. Here is Bart Scott and Damian Woody.
No, I don't think they have the best quarterback.
No?
I think they have the best quarterback with the best team.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford, by far, in my opinion, is the best quarterback.
Matthew Stafford, by far, is the best quarterback.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford's proven that he has what it takes to win in the playoffs. Like, you talk about a team playing with house money. The scariest team in this playoffs from that side, to me, is Matthew Stafford, because they can run the football and they can play defense. They have a superstar that when you need a play, get a play. And that's a guy like Aaron Donald. When you need a stop, he's a guy that can wreck a game. And right now, you talk about Cooper Kupp, you talk about Puka Nacua, they can put up points with the best of them. Just ask the Baltimore Ravens. Nobody want to see them. So when you think about it, you know, Tampa will play Philadelphia Eagles. That's a much easier matchup. If the Rams go to Dallas, that could be upset
How
city.
Are you main-
I'm totally in agreement with Boyer.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, going into the postseason and on the NFC side, he is the best quarterback in the NFC.
Oh.
He's like over the last month plus, Matthew Stafford has been on a heater.
Nobody
like,
wants that smoke.
So there it is. There's a unanimous between Bart Scott and Damian Woody that Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback in the NFC. I absolutely agree.
I'm telling you right now, if the Rams draw Detroit or Philadelphia, I'm picking them to upset in the first round.
It's more likely to be Dallas.
I would pick Dallas.
Yeah, at Dallas is really tough.
Yeah, they're good at home. Although
at Detroit, I think we're winning.
Dallas pretty much lost to Detroit last week if the refs wouldn't have screwed up that thing.
But that's why I want the Rams to win on Sunday, because I want them to be the 6 and play Detroit instead of being the 7 and going to Dallas.
Right.
So Carson Wentz is on the spot on Sunday, and hopefully he's able to win up there. All right, so Ireland, pickup lines are apparently still a thing.
Well, I don't know if they ever work. So Laura's hanging out with us, Laura Romo.
And hey, Laura.
Laura has a boyfriend.
Hey, guys.
And they're
She's
like,
got a boo.
They're like the world's best-looking couple.
Reportedly, he smells delicious.
Yeah, he does.
Laura, has a pickup line ever worked on you?
I think when I was like really drunk, you don't really care sometimes.
All right, so I'm going to read you some of these, and I want you to just tell me if you're walking away, if you're shaking your head like what a creep, or if it's working.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Do I have to think of like a really handsome guy? Or
yes,
like, okay,
think of a really handsome guy.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, everything's yes.
Yeah, yeah, so that could be it. All right, here's the first one. Aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
I walk.
You're out on that.
I think
that's a pretty good line.
That is the number one that both men and women say work. 18% say that
I
one
see
works.
That one working.
All right, here's the second.
Bergman, you can't see it working?
I can see it.
All right, Laura, here's the second place one. All right.
I have to use that.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
I run on
that
one.
You've heard that line before?
I think that's common.
I think that's a little creepy.
I think it is. That's a weird one.
All right. How about this, Laura? Do you have a map? Because I keep getting lost in your eyes.
Oh, that's so romantic.
I've actually heard that one. And I was a little drunk when it worked.
All right, here's
that
one more.
One more.
Last one.
That's a good one. This is good. I like this.
Is your name Google? Because you have everything I'm searching for.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
That's kind of a clever line.
That's a clever one. I would stick around, see what else he has
to
say.
Here's a two.
I feel like women now, if you said that to me, like, you don't even know me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know what's in my head. You don't know what I have to say. It wouldn't work out.
So you're saying pick up lines don't work anymore.
Yeah, girls.
All right, so Lauren, just for the purpose of this exercise, say yes to this first question, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to have breakfast tomorrow?
Sure.
Should I call you or nudge you?
Oh! No. That does not work.
That's funny. And she would have to have a sense of humor. But I'm going to say with 90% of women, it would not work.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like beautiful woman.
That's right. You just had a woman make a run at
you. Young Renee Russo came
little
up to
did
me
she
in, the,
know.
In the gay bar. And she said, don't I know you from somewhere? And you say that's a line.
That is a line.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Yeah.
It's a line, 100%.
How about this, Laura?
Okay.
If I said you had a nice body, would you hold that against me?
It could go either way.
Yeah. How about this? You know what would look good on you? Me.
That one never works. That one will not work. That one's super creepy. If you dust that off, somebody's calling the security in the
Mate,
bar.
I'm going to tell you how Christian got me on in the break.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, yeah.
All right, you can't say it on the air?
Say it on the air.
Oh, I can say it on the air.
Okay, yeah, say it on the air. How did your boyfriend Christian wind up with you?
Okay, so
the
we
boo.
Were at
the boo.
Downtown Fullerton. Mm-hmm. I was there at a bar, Heroes, with another guy, and he asked the guy.
Strong move by him.
He asked the guy, hey, are you guys together? And the guy goes, no. And he's like, oh, are you guys dating? He goes, no, we're just friends. He goes, okay, are you guys bleeping? And then the guy laughs, and he goes, no, man, we're just friends. He said, okay, can you move? Because I think she's beautiful.
That is good.
That's how he met me.
That is good.
Very bold.
I like it.
Bergman, what lines are you using?
No, I'm not using it, but I've seen this happen when I was working at a BJ's in Westlake. I heard somebody say
some of these lines.
Just a shout out to the Pazuki, which is one of the great inventions of all time.
So there was a guy and a girl talking to each other, and I was waiting on the table next to them. And this guy just walks over and goes, hey, man. Your sister is beautiful. And it was what? They were dating. They were together.
Oh,
so he's
okay.
saying, like, your sister, like, oh, like, this is the way that I'm going to get with this woman, like, saying your sister is hot and not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so then it worked.
How do you get girls now?
I don't know. I talk to him.
He tells him he's the Mao.
Are you on the Tinder machine?
Yeah. I am on the Hinge.
You're on the Hinge.
On the Hinge.
Does that have a clever sound?
I played golf with a guy last week and his wife on Hinge.
Wait a minute. Oh, he
it
met
happens.
His wife. I thought you said...
Two of my best friends got married off of Tinder.
Whoa.
It can happen. It can happen.
It
crawling
matter.
Around in the back of a bar, you can meet
exactly.
the right person.
Yeah, same.
Exactly.
Heroes.
Yep. I wasn't... That's not how Juan and I... We were not crawling around in the back
no,
of the bar.
No, they were in the front.
Yeah,
front we were, facing we're instead
up,
of crawling.
Up front in the bar.
But they were in the bar.
Exactly. I was definitely there. All right, coming up next for you. John, it's that thing that you wanted to get to all day long.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we'll do that... That hasn't happened in a long time. The missed tease by me. It's Ireland. His big thing is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. If you are active, if you golf, you play tennis, you play pickleball, you run, chances are you're dealing with soreness. If you're like me, you've tried cryotherapy. Really, the only way you can get consistent cryotherapy is to pay $50 to $100 per session and go in there for 3 minutes and freeze, and then you come out and you feel good for like a day. iSpot Active has created wearable cryotherapy. So you purchase an iSpot device on their website, iSpotActive.com. No matter where you're sore, knees, legs, shoulders, back, hips, they have a garment that will tackle your soreness. These are compression shirts, and they have flexible ice-cold gel packs that just work on those areas. And every time I put on my iSpot Active shirt, I leave it on for 20 minutes, and it's wearable. It's wearable cryotherapy, so you can go about your day. You can, you know, walk around and do laundry. You can work on the computer. You can sit in the massage chair, whatever you want to do. And 20 minutes later, when you take the shirt off, at least in my case, my soreness is gone. So you should try iSpot Active. Go to that website. It'll answer all your questions. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy. You'll see testimonials from a doctor. iSpot Active. Audible.com. It's one of my favorite things that I have now because it keeps me doing the things I love to do. If you're active, do yourself a favor. Go visit that website. Take a look around. Instead of paying $50 to $100 every time you ice, it's a one-time shot. You buy these shirts or these pants, and you have it forever. IcePodActive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, it's the day after disaster in Crypto.
By the way,
arena.
Sedano in today, Greg?
Yep.
He worked sidelines for that game last night on ESPN, so we'll talk to George
maybe
about that
to
when
the disconnectedness
when
that
he comes in.
Talking
All right,
about.
So here's the thing I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
I, as you guys know, because I don't sleep, I watch a ton of TV.
Yes.
My television is always on.
It's funny you're doing this story because I couldn't open it because it's a subscription only. It's Washington Post,
okay,
isn't it?
So, yeah, I have a subscription to the Washington Post. I have a subscription to a bunch of newspapers. So they named the 10 best TV shows of 2023. And I was embarrassed because me, who watches more TV than anybody I know, had only seen one of the 10, Succession.
Yeah, Succession.
Well, you're watching too much Bravo.
Right, but I want to read the other ones to you, and you guys tell me if I'm missing something on all these, okay, or if you guys have seen any
I'm sure
of them.
We haven't seen
The
some
Bear
of them.
Is definitely on there.
The Bear,
the Bear is number
there.
Five, yeah, but let me do number 10. Okay, number 10 is a show from 2009 that apparently this critic loves called Party Down.
Oh, great.
What's
is it?
Great.
What's
yeah.
great about it?
It was on Starz, and it's about these out-of-work actors.
Caterers in Los Angeles.
Caterers in Los Angeles. Yeah, caterers.
So worth checking out.
Yeah, it's very, very funny.
And what? And that's what? What
it
stream
it was on Starz. I don't know what it's on
Let me
now.
See if it may
Party
say.
Party Down.
Party Down.
Half-hour show?
It stars Adam Scott, Ken Marino, and Jane Lynch. I love Jane
Those
Lynch.
Those are great actors, yeah.
Very funny.
Okay,
the way they interact
number 9. I'm a Virgo. Boots Riley's show about a sweet 13-foot-tall black teenager named Cootie. Has anyone ever heard of that?
Never heard of it.
All right,
never
so they say that was the that ninth one. Best show of 2023. Yeah. How about Fellow Travelers?
Absolutely loved it. My favorite show of the year. It is unbelievable.
What's
Give
it
me
on?
30 seconds on it.
It's a relationship between two gay guys.
Matt Bomer's in it.
Matt Bomer, Jonathan Bailey. They meet during the Lavender Scare. So Roy Cohn is there, the okay. Red Scare, and then it lasts all the way up to the 80s. It's an unbelievable show. Ron Nicewander was on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, created it. It's
all right.
So
now,
damn
this
good.
Is a show that many people told me to watch, but I never got around to watching. Did anyone see Jury Duty?
Oh, my God, that's a funny show. We were just talking.
That was a good one.
I did a podcast.
You saw it, Brian?
Yeah, that was a good one.
I did a show today, and that's that
so
could
somebody
be
said
the
it's...
surprise winner at the Emmys, I think.
Very
somebody
funny.
Said it's like the
through.
Truman Show. Like that.
Yes.
That. Everybody's in on the joke except the star of the show.
It is so good, John. You would
Everybody's
love. You
actor.
Would absolutely love that show.
Okay, number six.
James Marsden is
James
the,
Marsden.
I like
he
him.
Plays, he plays James
he,
Marsden.
He plays, but James it's, Marsden as a douche.
But
as
he's
a major. Yeah.
And he's in on the. He's in on the joke.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody somewhere, a show starring Bridget Everett. It's an unassuming comedy about unassuming people refusing to condescend to small town life. Set in Manhattan, Kansas. Anyone ever heard of it?
Never
Somebody
heard of it.
Somewhere.
Never
okay.
Heard of it. Never heard
Number
of it.
Five is The Bear, which yeah, I tried to watch and it didn't take.
Really? Oh,
you've
so
got
good.
You've got to It takes a few episodes.
I watched two episodes, and I was like, eh, it's all right.
The second season is
The second
amazing.
Season, by the way, is spectacular.
Spectacular.
Okay. Reservation Dogs.
Yeah, I know this show. I've never watched it, but I know people that love it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Goofy, profound, irreverent jewel of a show ended with three almost perfect seasons. It follows a group of indigenous teens while they try and figure out life on a reservation in Oklahoma. Okay, number three was Succession. That's yep. the one I did watch, and I loved it.
Only number three.
Number two, Beef.
I saw it.
What do you guys think?
I think it's very good. It's
Ali Wong.
It starts as a road rage thing and turns into this running thing. I think Stephen Yeun is also in it.
Yeah, Stephen Yeun is the guy.
I think they're both great, and I think the show's definitely worth watching.
They were great together. It was really good. The ending got very, very strange, but it was cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
No, it was a good show.
Okay, now here is a show I have never heard of, and they say this is the best show of 2023.
Okay.
It's called Mrs. Davis. Has anyone ever heard
yes.
of this show?
Terrible. The stars. Terrible.
Yeah,
By the way, I also agree it's terrible. But I'm trying to think of that actress.
I don't remember.
The blonde.
Betty Gilpin.
Betty Gilpin, yeah, oh. from Glow.
All right,
She's
so here's what it says
awful.
About it. This series is a romp. It's a send-up of AI, a love yep. poem to the power of archetypes while subverting. It's about faith, a riff on motherhood and daughterhood. There's nothing in here that would make me want to watch it. You tried it, Greg?
I tried it, and I absolutely hated it.
It
I
is a totally insane show, crazy. She's talking to a
so
computer.
So whoever this critic is at the Washington Post, it totally worked on him.
Yeah.
Did all right, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've got a list of the 10 worst shows
oh, nice.
Of the year. So
excellent.
we can tackle some of those tomorrow.
Excellent. All right. It is Game of Games
Mrs.
time.
Mrs. Davis is number one.
could be on both lists.
It's my game. I didn't do anything. Did I?
Yeah, it is.
Is it my game today?
Just quit lying. You all did right. too.
We'll do Game of Games.
Are you gonna get Laura in here, Greg?
Sure. I have Sedano okay. too.
Oh, yeah. But either one or both if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, bring either both. It'll be an interesting game. It is Year of 2023 in Review game.
Okay.
That is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is my game today. DeMarco Farr, who's filling in for Cappy, is here today. What's up, DeMarco?
Oh, I'm beat up. Can you smell me?
Yeah, you got a little Bengay going?
Tiger Bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
I took a beating on a Thai massage table.
Oh, is that right?
Like
an hour and a half ago, and I'm like,
people
it hurts.
Standing on your back and stuff?
Just one person.
We can get you a
person.
Deal in a yeah. massage chair if you want to get out of that deal.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Let me know.
Laura's going to play.
There is a whiff
you
of
can smell it.
Yeah. Ice yeah. hot in it's the air.
Brian's going to play. Greg's going to play. It is Mason's game. Mace, what do you got?
All right. This is the 2023 Year in Review game.
Okay.
How much do you remember about last year?
Okay. Is it a multiple choice?
Multiple. It's an either or.
Okay.
So real right. easy. Laura, you're playing last two. Year.
Yeah. Sure. I got everybody. I'm keeping score.
Which member of the Kardashian family was linked to Wonka star Timothy Chalamet? It is either Kendall Jenner or Kylie Jenner, DeMarco.
I'll go with Kendall.
Kendall, Ireland.
Kylie.
Kylie. Bergman.
I'm always going to follow John on this. Kylie.
Kylie. Brian.
Let's go Kendall.
Kendall. And Laura.
I'm going to go Kendall.
It is Kylie. Yeah, Kylie. You should always follow John.
John when
how
it comes to Kardashians.
Dare you even consider going away from me on anything Kardashian? Yeah. I'm ashamed of all of you.
I hate them
I
all.
I went with you.
Wow. I went with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here
you're
we go.
Thinking. Bleep them all.
What was the tagline for the movie Barbie? It is either she's everything, he's just Ken, or life in plastic, it's fantastic. What was the tagline for the movie Barbie? We start with Ireland this time.
Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Okay, Bergman?
Yeah, that one.
That one? Brian?
The first one. What was it? She's great?
She's everything, he's just Ken.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
That one? Lara?
I'm going to go with Ireland here.
Life in plastic, yeah. It's fantastic. DeMarco?
Life in plastic. Life is plastic.
The correct
whatever.
Answer is... She's everything. He's just Ken.
So Brian's the only one who got it.
Baby.
Wow.
All right, so we've got a three-way tie between Brian, Greg, and me.
Number three. What did New York Mayor Eric Adams call public enemy number one? It's either cigarettes or rats. Cigarettes or rats. What is public enemy number one? We start with Bergman.
Well, it's New York, right? So rats.
Rats. Laura.
Yeah, rats, right?
Rats. Brian.
Yeah, rats.
Ireland.
I don't think he would take on the tobacco industry. There is no downside to attacking rats, so I'll go with rats.
DeMarco?
I like your line of thinking, rats.
Rats is the correct answer, yes.
New York.
Yeah. I saw a big...
How bad is it?
Yeah. It's bad.
A rat the size of a cat down in the West Village.
Really? Oh, God bless them.
Wow. It's true. They're huge,
they're
man.
They're frightening.
Huge.
All right, number four. How did Taylor Swift, in her Time Magazine Person of the Year cover story, describe boyfriend Travis Kelce first reaching out to her on his podcast? She either said, that was metal as hell, or that was weird but cool. Taylor Swift talking about Travis Kelce reaching out to her on social media. Let's start with Bergman. She either called it metal as hell or weird but cool.
Metal as hell.
Metal as hell. Lar.
Weird but cool.
Weird but cool. Brian.
Weird but cool.
Weird but cool. Ireland.
Metal as hell.
Metal as hell. And DeMarco.
Weird but cool.
The correct answer, she said Travis Kelce, metal as hell.
Wow. Yeah.
Once Ireland said it, I was like, dang it.
Wow. did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, she did say that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, okay, score. Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian 2, Laura 1, DeMarco 1.
All right, what?
Icy Hot is leading it all.
Yeah.
Number five, what loss did Gwyneth Paltrow testify she suffered in her 2023 trial for a ski crash? She suffered either she lost a half day of skiing or ruined her Gucci snowsuit. Half day of skiing is what she missed or destroyed her Gucci snowsuit. We'll start with Brian.
Gucci snowsuit.
Gucci snowsuit. Laura.
I'm going to go with a half day of skiing. By the way, first world problems all the way for these
two. Yeah, by the way, it's definitely true. Bergman?
It's the half day skiing.
Ireland?
I think it is the half day skiing.
DeMarco?
Either way, bad. Half day skiing.
Half day skiing is the correct
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, that's
it's bad.
All right, remember, everybody but Brian.
She didn't sue that guy for anything.
No, he sued her.
He sued her. She just lost out on a half day of skiing, is what she said. All right, number six. What's the name of the New York Liberty's mascot who went viral for twerking at games? Oh, no. Ireland, you know this, don't you?
I don't know.
Okay. It is either Lizzie or Ellie. Lizzie or Ellie? We start with DeMarco.
Ellie. Gotta
Ellie.
Be Ellie.
Okay. Ireland.
There's no way.
Lizzie or Ellie?
I'll go Lizzie.
Lizzie. Bergman.
I gotta go Ellie. Lizzie is too close to Lizzo, and I don't think it's that.
Okay. Brian.
Ellie.
Ellie and Laura.
Ellie.
Correct answer. Ellie.
Yes. Okay, so everybody but me, right?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Greg, you've got the lead. You got five, I got four.
I want to know if he threw that question.
No, he didn't.
I would never throw a question.
He would never throw a question.
Okay.
Ever.
This is new to me.
So. Number seven, what happened during Megan Rapinoe's final NWSL match?
Okay.
What happened during her final match? Mm-hmm. She either scored two goals or she exited because of injury. Let's start with DeMarco.
Scored two goals.
Scored two goals. Ireland.
Exited because of injury.
Bergman.
Exited because of injury.
Laura.
Injury.
And Brian.
Yeah, injury.
Yeah, she exited because of injury. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Bergman has to go first, and I have to go second moving forward. How many are left?
Two left.
Okay.
Number eight. What horse won the Kentucky Derby in 2023?
Oh, I have no clue.
It was either Two Phils or Mage. Mage, I think. M-A-G-E. Let's start with...
Bergman has to go first.
Okay, Bergman, what do you got?
I don't like that you didn't know how to say the word mage.
Well, I mean, it's M-A-G-E. I'm just telling you the spelling of it.
I'm going to go with mage.
Mage. Okay. Laura.
So I'm going to go with whatever Greg said.
Mage. Okay. Brian?
Mage.
Mage. Ireland?
I have to take my shot here.
Phils or mage?
I'll go Two Phils.
Two Phils.
This is it, Ryan.
And DeMarco.
You miss it.
The correct answer, Mage.
Yeah! Bergman wins it.
Knew how to pronounce it all along, by the way.
Yeah.
He's trying to throw everybody off.
That's why I did that.
All right, let's do the last one just for fun. What Quentin Tarantino movie has the same name as a hit SZA song? It's either Kill Bill or Pulp Fiction. This is right up your alley, Ireland.
Yeah.
What Quentin Tarantino movie has the same name as a hit SZA song? Kill Bill or Pulp Fiction?
Ireland, oh, that's Kill Bill.
You think that's Kill Bill?
Oh, I know it.
I agree, Kill Bill.
Do you think Kill Bill? What do
I don't
you think?
Believe he knows it, but I think Kill Bill.
Brian, Laura, Kill Bill, or
I'll go the
Pulp
opposite
Fiction?
Way. You're going the opposite
Pulp Fiction. And what do you think?
It's got to be Kill Bill. How do you rhyme Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, it is Kill Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had no clue, though, did you?
Zero. Yeah.
All right,
absolutely no idea.
Here's the tiebreaker just for fun. How many singles reached number one on the Billboard charts in 2023?
So there's 52 weeks.
52 weeks. How many different songs were number one this year?
Everybody write something down.
Everybody write something down.
Or Marco, just have a number in your head. Okay.
Okay. Everybody? Sure. John, what do you got?
27.
27. Bergman?
17.
17. Brian?
15.
15. Lara?
13.
13. DeMarco?
20.
20. There was a play there for you, DeMarco, but you missed it. The correct answer is 19, which makes Greg the winner.
Well, Greg won everything, but DeMarco, you should have just gotten 18 because you would have got everything higher.
There was a strategy there.
But Greg, well done. So I think a bunch of people have won, right? Nobody has two.
Yeah, everybody has one.
Yeah.
So right now it's Trish has one, Brian has one, Ireland has one, Bergman has one.
I was like, I don't got one.
You'll get it soon enough.
Tomorrow,
I haven't played really. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Potpourri Lies. And by the way, next week, all you guys are up. Greg, you got Monday. Laura, you got Tuesday.
Monday.
We have the whole weekend to come up with something, dude.
I think I'm going to make a game over the weekend. Come on now.
Of course you are.
Yes, you are.
By the way, you could do it tonight if you want. Let me see what days are Laker games next week. So Michael will do Tuesday. So Laura, you do Wednesday. We'll make Pepe do Thursday. And Brian, you got Friday.
Oh, okay. I don't have to do a game next week.
You awesome. And I knocked out our game this week.
Nice, nice.
Okay.
DeMarco, what's happening, man?
Nada. Same old stuff.
I don't think I've seen you. Have I seen you since the first of the year?
Just Tuesday.
Did you? Oh.
I was here on Tuesday.
Oh.
With Travis.
By the way, DeMarco,
I told you Carson Wentz was going to start.
We disagree, Mason and I, about who's going to win in Northern California on Sunday. I think.
You mean Rams-Niners?
Right. Rams-Niners, right.
Yeah.
I think because the Rams are resting so many key players, I'm going to take the Niners. Just because
aren't they resting guys too?
Yeah, they are.
But we don't know how many.
I just saw they're resting Trent Williams now.
They got to rest all their stars.
I think they're resting
McCaffrey and Purdy.
At least on offense, they're going to rest their guys.
Yeah, Purdy, Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Here's my logic, DeMarco, and tell me if you agree. If both teams are resting their stars, I'm just taking the home team.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, you break it down that way, yeah. I mean, you get, 7 points to be at home?
Right.
And they're good. They're a deeper roster.
And they kind of have the Rams number traditionally.
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, when you think about Wentz versus Darnold, who would you take? And I'm hoping for the best version of Carson Wentz, the guy that was here before he
joined. I like Sam Darnold. I might be in the minority, but I always liked him at SC. I think he's perfectly functional as a backup quarterback.
By the way, it's also
NFL.
Looking like this is San Francisco that Nick Bosa might not play in that game.
Good. See, why would you? They're play dialing anybody?
Back. I think Shanahan said, "Well, we're going to go hard," and then he's slowly pulling guys back. Where McVay just said, "No."
I think he was waiting on the answer from McVay. Like, what are you sending at me? And then I'll start to back my guys off.
By the way, DeMarco,
they'd be crazy to play their guys.
Yeah,
100%.
Is Kevin Stefanski?
Because I would take shots at their guys if you played.
Absolutely.
I really would. I'd take a free shot.
If I had a Coach of the Year vote, I'm very biased. I would vote for McVay. But
me
I
too.
Think Kevin Stefanski is probably going to win. What do you think?
What do you think about D'Amico Ryans in Houston?
If they make the playoffs.
Really they were supposed to be, Dunsville.
That's actually a really good choice.
So they may have Coach of the Year and the Rookie of the Year.
No team has ever made the playoffs that started four different quarterbacks during the season, and Cleveland this week is starting a fifth.
Amazing. I mean, look, I said this to Lindsay. I would stick with Flacco. Once we saw him here.
And they have to, don't they?
Yeah, I would stick with him. And I hope, for fun, they make a run, go all the way to the Super Bowl, and then have to make a choice on him in the offseason. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, they paid Deshaun Watson so much money.
That's what I mean, just for the chaos. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be chaotic, yeah.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
In your mind, DeMarco, is Matthew Stafford coming back next year for sure?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And McVay has come out and said, I'm definitely coming back for next year.
I'm glad Stafford's getting his flowers. I mean, have you guys thought about him in Hall of Fame? Does that sound funny to you?
I think he is a Hall of Famer.
I'll take it a step further. I think when he won the Super Bowl, he punched his ticket to the Hall of Fame, and I think it's going to affect other quarterbacks who didn't win a Super Bowl. For example, Philip Rivers is on the bubble.
Yeah.
If you have to now make a choice between Matthew Stafford and Philip Rivers, who have comparable statistics, you go with Stafford because he won the Super Bowl.
You have to. Matt Ryan's going to be on that list at some point.
He's another one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what separates you, right?
I mean, Jalen Hurts appears to be heading for that list.
5 years from now, if they both retire, this is, I guess, an easy question. Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford, who goes in first?
Rodgers, because he has four MVPs.
But they have the same number of Super Bowls.
Same number of Super Bowls.
Yes. One.
But the MVPs probably.
I guess that puts them over the edge. Yeah. But it shouldn't be close, right? It shouldn't be that much distance between the two, right? If you look at the numbers.
By the way, this shocked me. Do you know who leads the NFL in touchdown passes?
Who?
Take a guess. Who do you think?
Who leads the NFL in touchdown passes?
It's not Mahomes. I'll tell you right now, it's not Mahomes.
It's not Jackson. Who would it be? Go ahead.
Dak Prescott.
See, that's not surprising to me.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. He's always been an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah.
They're just a roller coaster. There's never an in-between. They're great.
Yeah.
They rolled us. They rolled the Rams. But then they get challenged against other teams. They're just
up and down.
Yeah.
Different team, and Mike McCarthy, people hate him, but here he is with the quarterback with the most touchdown passes. So where would you guys rather go, Dallas or Detroit?
Oh, Detroit.
Just for Stafford going back, or it's
no,
an easier?
No, just because I think it's an easier matchup.
I agree with you. I would avoid Dallas at all costs.
Go to Dallas? I think that's a suicide match. Go to Detroit, I think you got a real chance to win. And plus, it follows the script.
Yeah.
You know, the script is that that the Rams will play the Lions and Matthew Stafford will make his return. It'll be Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. We're following the script
now.
It is a perfect matchup.
By the way, it's not a ridiculous amount of TD passes for Prescott. It's 32.
Hmm.
Not that many.
Yeah.
Not that many.
But a lot of injured quarterbacks. So I think plays a role in it, too. I actually, after thinking about it yesterday, I know we talked about it. I'm okay with Dallas. Like, if we got to go to Dallas, let's go to Dallas. They have not looked good down the stretch.
They basically lost to Detroit last week until the refs screwed them.
They almost lost to Detroit.
Yeah. What a mess.
What a mess. Don't you think that – I think right now it's
– I mean, I'd rather face the Lions, but
– if I was to rank the teams in the NFC, San Francisco 1, Dallas and the Rams right there 2 and 3.
I still think the Eagles are better.
I think the Eagles are in free fall.
In a playoff situation, I'd still take the Eagles over the Cowboys.
All right. Brian, hit the super stager. Okay, Sedano, help settle a debate we've been having here today since you worked sidelines for ESPN last night in the Laker game.
Yeah.
Mason and, in particular, Bergman think the sky is falling. Greg has gone as far as to say if the Lakers lose their next three games, they'll fire the coach.
Yeah, that's too far.
Didn't you say that?
No. I said they're going to be talking about it. It has to be talked about.
They're talking about it now.
The conversation's out there at the moment.
I think that Miami makes a lot of teams look bad.
Yeah.
They made the Lakers look really bad. I think the Lakers have to have a good month because they have 10 more home games. But I don't think the sky is falling yet. Where are you on this?
So I would say, John, as you know, I like to say two things can be true at once.
Exactly. I always credit you when I steal that.
Yes. So I do think it's bad. Okay?
I agree.
It is not
good. They're 3-9 in their last 12.
The stuff in the Athletic seems to jive.
Six different sources.
Seems to all six probably that were playing in the game.
Right. They were all in the lineup. Yeah.
Or not in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I think some of that stuff jives. I think, look, Darvin has been very open about the injuries causing him to search for new lineups, right?
Right.
Now, you know this as well as anyone, John, because you've covered the NBA forever, and you know this, DeMarco, because you played professional sports.
And I know this because...
You dress nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Athletes are creatures of habit, man. They are creatures of habit. And particularly in the NBA, over the years, every guy I've talked to says they liked a coach. The thing that swung them on a coach was knowing ahead of time what their responsibilities were going to be, what they expected of them on a night-in and night-out basis.
They don't like change.
Correct. And if there was issues with injuries or whatever, the coach, they like the coaches that would immediately say, hey, this is the plan. You know, you haven't been playing. We're probably going to play you 15 now or whatever it is, right? And I think that Darvin misses that with these wild lineup fluctuations.
I mean, last night was his 10th different starting lineup.
Well, Miami's had 19, but that's mostly due to injury.
Teams, that's mostly due to injury.
Ten different starting lineups?
Not all of it has been due to injury with the Lakers. I think more of it has been him searching.
Yeah.
Sometimes. He's trying to figure something out, and guys don't know when they're playing.
And here's the thing.
How much they're playing.
So I think it's bad, John. And what I would say is I don't think it's all Darvin's fault. While I do think he carries the burden of, hey, this is the cards you've been dealt. You got to figure it out. You know, we just talked about Miami, Eric Spoelstra. He's obviously a much better coach than Darvin at this stage of his career. But he figures it out. I mean, Nikola Jovic was starting at power forward yesterday.
I thought, I couldn't believe it. I was watching this game, and I'm calling the game, and I'm watching Eric Spoelstra leap out of his chair calling plays 2 minutes into the first quarter.
So
there's no other coach in the league that is applying full court presses and calling plays in the – he's just – Spoelstra is it, man. That dude gets it.
Well, it's the reason for the last like 3 or 4 years that GM survey, he's always the best coach.
Right.
So I'll give you a funny story about yesterday. I've clearly known him since before I knew him when he was an assistant. Right, when he was an assistant. So he and I usually in those sideline interactions will at least have like a chummy little moment.
Right.
He was all business yesterday.
Yeah, like, I think he saw an opportunity to attack the Lakers full court, and it caused 22 turnovers.
He was locked.
He gets credit for that.
John, he was locked in. Not even a smile when I talked to him in that sideline interview. Man. Usually there's at least a pleasantry, even if it's off camera.
I'll give you an example of that. So, second quarter, all right? Second quarter of an NBA games are they're drawn out, man.
Yeah.
It's not a battle, it's a war. And so out of a timeout, the Lakers are inbounding the ball 94 feet away. They had to bring the ball up. And Spoelstra leaps out of his chair and screams at his guards, "What are you doing? Yeah. Pick him up.
Yeah.
Pick him up full court," because he had caused 10 turnovers in the first quarter.
Right.
And he knew that applying pressure was causing the Lakers problems. Most coaches, they would wait and mention that in a timeout.
No.
He's all in, man.
He is all in on the details. He is an insomniac. He's a maniac. I mean, listen, look who he learned from. You know what I'm saying? The guy he learned from was a maniac. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now he's like this grandfatherly figure. You talk to him, it's like a completely different person. But that's who he was.
Right.
And you know, he learned from him, so he's taken that and obviously morphed it into a different place that works for him, because today's player is not the player of the 80s, 90s, or early 2000s. But anyway, the other part of the equation, so two things can be true, back to that. The roster construction is not ideal either.
Especially when guys go down. Like, I would start both, just me personally, mm-hmm. I would start both Russell and Hachimura, both unavailable last night. So if you put Cam Reddish and Jared Vanderbilt in the game, and they're both good players, but they're not shooters.
Yeah.
So Cam, then all of a sudden,
Cam took one shot.
A good defensive team like Miami will just see that and leave that guy alone.
Yep.
And just, and then.
Well, and they played so much zone and just said, go ahead and shoot.
Yeah. And it took them.
And the Lakers went 5 for 30.
Minutes to figure out the zone. It wasn't until eventually AD figured out, he got in the middle and had a couple layups, and then Austin hit a three. There was like a 3-possession stretch. Then Miami got out of it, but that was like 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have a bad month, I think Darvin's in trouble.
I don't think
there is a scenario where the Lakers change the coach this year. And
I agree.
Making it to the Western Conference Finals last year, he bought himself the season. That's just my personal belief.
He'd have to have like a complete meltdown.
Well, what's the number? They've got 11 games left. If the month of January is 5-7 or 4-8, what are you doing?
There would have to be a complete like meltdown, mutiny, whatever you want to call it. It would take something like that.
Oh, there are clearly people talking, and I wonder, LeBron last night, very frustrated. I know he was sick and stuff, but left and didn't talk to the media, which is fine.
It's very passive-aggressive.
But it is very passive-aggressive. It's very like...
It's very him.
Yeah, it's very like, hey, all hell is breaking loose. I'm just going to go home and not talk.
Yeah.
What was in The Athletic? You said something was in The Athletic.
The Athletic did a story about how six different sources... I was going to say players.
Players.
But sources
say that.
I don't think you'd be wrong.
That Darvin, there's a disconnect in the locker room between Darvin and the team.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You get one soundbite from him. And different sound bites from players.
Right. That, AD saying we have enough, we should figure it out. By the way, I believe that's what management's position would probably be as well. So
I would like to see, like, I made this comment earlier, George. Last night, Duncan Robinson missed his first seven threes.
And then went off in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
Yeah.
They have a hired three-point sniper.
Right.
Tomorrow night we're playing, I don't know if he's going to be able to play because he's been hurt a lot, but we're playing Memphis.
Oh,
they have Luke Kennard.
Yeah, yeah, who always rips the Lakers apart.
And shoots like 48% from three.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Lakers get one of those guys. A guy that you just...
You know it.
You know that when he's on the court, he is simply running through screens trying to find a way to shoot threes.
He has the gravity that you have to then pay attention to him, no matter if he's missed 10 in a row or whatever.
Like Robinson.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that the Lakers, if I had to lean one way or the other, they are definitely more in trouble than I would have thought even yesterday, 24 hours ago. Like, this team, I just don't think it fits, even when it's healthy necessarily. Enough to win a championship.
Can I come back at you a little bit?
To win a championship.
Okay, today is January 4th.
Mm-hmm.
On December 9th, I called the in-season tournament final.
Right.
And I got some friends that work for Milwaukee. And they walked up to me and said, if you guys play like that, you're going to the finals.
Yeah.
That was less than a month ago. And now, all of a sudden, in 3 weeks, they've forgotten how to play?
Well, I just think that it's also different to do that for a small sample size of games as opposed to 2 months and change.
Right. But, I mean, we're arguing over, what are we talking about, 3-9, 12 games, right?
Yes, yes.
They went 7-0 in the tournament.
Right.
So that's not, there's not much of a difference in sample size between 7 games and 12
no,
games.
No, no. But what I'm saying is that what I'm talking about, the sample size, is the playoff sample size of 2 months.
Right.
Like, I don't think you can replicate the in-season tournament for 2 months with this roster.
Probably not. Yeah, but I think Rob's made a trade every year at the trade deadline. There's
he's
something.
Gotta, he's
there's
something. Something.
But here's the thing. Don't do the Zach LaVine thing.
I wouldn't.
Don't do the Malcolm Brogdon, maybe, if you can get him cheap, I think makes some sense. Don't do the Colin Sexton thing, like, that's been floated out
what
there.
What about the DeJounte Murray thing?
DeJounte Murray is different, but he's also – here's the thing, though. I don't think DeJounte Murray with the Lakers makes a ton of sense because he's not a great shooter. And around LeBron and AD, you need guys that can shoot.
So none of these guys are necessarily available, but I said a Duncan Robinson type, a Luke Kennard type, a Buddy Hield type.
Max Strus, who just signed a deal with the Cavs.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a specific sharpshooter that can come in and fill that need.
I don't know who that guy would be, though.
Because none of these names we're mentioning, I necessarily think, are on the trading block. I don't think they would.
You need a Kyle Korver.
Right. That's a great example if he was still playing.
Buddy Hield.
Well, but Indiana's good now.
Yeah,
now they're good. There was a minute there where I thought
you
could have
had him. You could have had him, but now why would they? They'd just be Milwaukee again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how they would do it, but if you look at the Wizards roster, there's a few guys on there that are interesting, and I think they're terrible, so they would make a deal. Kuz, even Jordan Poole, you could probably get.
No,
But then you got to take up that contract.
Yeah, I would not want to be in the Jordan Poole business. No, thank you.
Like Emmanuel Quickley, who moved, is a really good shooter.
Yeah, but I don't think he could be moved again.
No,
right?
But I'm just saying that would have been something that you could. And by the way, just because of the way the NBA works, any trade that gets made, the phone in Oklahoma City is ringing because
they have
draft pick.
Right, so they can just maneuver stuff for you.
Right.
Like
Bergman's saying Gary Trent Jr., but he's not having a good year.
And he's not the sharpshooter, Greg, that
he used to be?
He was. Yeah, he was. He goes, he's streaky.
Yeah.
But, I'm not sure. You might have to look, like, at young guys. Like, guys that just, like, Tuesday we're playing Toronto. They're not playing their number one pick, Grady Dick.
Right.
He's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
That would be a guy. If they're going to go full fire sale, you make a phone call about.
Yeah. I just think that you have to go veteran, though.
I agree.
With LeBron and AD. You have to go veteran. I think they have enough young guys.
Well, the number one question, to your point, the number one question you have to ask is, will LeBron trust him? And I don't know if he would trust a rookie. So there you go.
I mean,
but Austin won his trust over pretty quick. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think it's certain guys that can make that happen. But yeah, I think that the Lakers, I'm leaning more towards your side that the Lakers are in trouble. I don't think the sky is falling.
No.
But I am.
Some of Mace, you do, right? You think the sky has started to fall?
I do think the sky has begun to fall.
Oh, so you believe what part of the sky is falling?
Funch just sent me an interesting name.
The blue part.
And this is a guy you wouldn't have to break the bank for.
Mm-hmm.
Doug McDermott.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not horrible.
No, that's not terrible.
That's a guy that you would go, he would play for us.
Yeah, he can shoot.
LeBron would get him a new contract.
And he did with who's the kid from Santa Clara that from Australia. Delvedova.
Matthew Delvedova.
Not Santa Clara, St. Mary's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys got coming up?
Stupidity? I mean, DeMarco's going to be here, so a lot of stupidity. Yeah, Morales is going to be here.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Well, Morales, if you have Morales and DeMarco, that's grounds for fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll, randomly, cold call Cappy just to see what he's doing.
We should. He's on the side of a mountain right now?
Yeah, just to see what he's up to. Yeah.
And see how he'll answer his phone.
And how mad Rachel will get if he picks up.
Oh, if he takes the call.
Yeah, because you know that will be the case.
All right. Hey, by the way, tomorrow... Michael Thompson, Pepe Mantilla is going to be here. It is Potpourri of
Pepe's
Lies.
Pepe's Potpourri of Lies. Of
by the way,
should play it. Yeah. It's really good.
Did you see who sang right before the ball drop on CNN?
Who?
No.
Was it Flo Rida?
I was watching.
It was Paul Anka singing My Way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Pepe says Paul Anka didn't write My Way. He changed the words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Potpourri of Lies tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's always something I look forward to.
Yeah,
by the way, did you get my text about Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love Clear.
Yeah.
I don't want the government to have my eye scans.
Oh, I'm with John. Just get me through the line.
No eye scans.
Yeah, yeah. I hate lines.
Government's not going
to
get my eye scans.
You
got
to move me to the front of the line.
Thank you.
But if you have Clear, you still need pre-check, so you don't have to do the shoes thing and the take your
laptop. Yeah, I got laptops, so I just go right to the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You travel, right?
Yeah.
Best thing going.
But I wouldn't want the government to have my eye scans.
Who cares? I hate it.
No, government will have it. Clear will have it. They're not the government.
I think Clear is the government.
No, they're a private company.
They're a private company.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you hiding?
Might be worse because at least it's harder for the federal government to get hacked than a private company.
That's true. All right. So tomorrow we're back at 1:00 coming up for you. Lots of stupidity, as Shadano said. Shadano, DeMarco, and Chris Morales hanging out this afternoon.
D-Cash Money
is here.
Lauda
is producing.
Yes.
All that stuff coming up next for you. 710 ESPN.